Hi guys.
Hi guys.
Welcome to the second episode of Success in the City. Today's episode is going to be dating in New York. Our advice for navigating this crazy dating life in New York and the story of how we met.
Yep.
Yeah, so let's just delve in. Let's talk about the dating scene in New York. How would you describe it before we met?
Yeah, so, you know, for my first few years in the city after college, I always thought that I was very career focused. I always thought that having a relationship would be detrimental to my career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a lot more black and white than I am right now about things. So I didn't go on a lot of dates. I wasn't really using these like dating apps or anything like that that much.
This is funny because I was the opposite. This makes me feel so awkward talking about it. But like, we don't hide each other. We don't hide anything from each other, so it's fine.
Yeah, we talk about everything.
Yeah, I was the opposite, guys. I was a serial dater, right? I was using these apps to meet new people, to kind of explore New York, go to different restaurants, explore different neighborhoods. So for me, it was fun, but it was so draining because the options, there are just too many options in New York, and I think it can get very time consuming and overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely.
But also I came across so many people like you who thought relationships and dating could be detrimental to their careers, and they were still on these apps, which was so frustrating. So, you know, you just have to learn the art of filtering eventually and not give up as things get quite overwhelming. So
yeah.
What changed your attitude towards dating? Because you used to think, okay, like, I just have to focus on my career, I have to be single-minded about it. And then all of a sudden, you know, we met on an app, by the way, we're gonna talk about that. All of a sudden you were on the app.
Yeah,
and then we
yeah.
met. Like,
so
mm-hmm.
I guess before all of that, a lot of the times I was just kind of going out on dates to, you know, as a way to socialize, as a way to check out new restaurants and bars, as
mm-hmm.
a way to just, you know, get out of my regular routine, meet new people, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I never really had this mentality of like, I'm going to go on a date because I'm looking for something serious. I was always
mm-hmm.
a lot more, you know, opportunistic about these things. You know, like when a good...
That sounds negative.
Well, no, but it's more like...
Maybe, no?
When something good comes along, you know, if
yeah.
if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I wasn't the,
mm-hmm.
I'm not the kind of person that was, you know, kind of
forcing things.
Yeah. Definitely not. Yeah.
Definitely.
So, you know, after going on a lot of really crappy dates and meeting, you know, just having bad experiences, I thought that I would, you know, try these dating apps out, see what all
yeah.
the hype was about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very happy I did.
Yeah, we met on an app, guys. And there's so many of them now. I mean, we can't keep up. I'm sure they're really
it's
improved.
Probably like 10 or 20 at
yeah,
least.
Yeah.
yeah.
By the way, they're all like owned by the same company.
I know, it's crazy.
Other than Bumble, which IPO'd recently. Super exciting. But anyway, I mean, I used Bumble. I used Hinge heavily. You know, there was this Coffee Meets Bagel. There was the League that was supposed to be a little bit more exclusive. You sign in with your LinkedIn, all of that stuff. And we didn't, we were too old for Tinder, so we didn't do that. But I think all of these apps actually had very good features. I had really good experience on these apps. Did you have any bad experiences, any crazy stories?
Well, not really. I haven't...
You haven't used them
I hadn't
much.
Used them much, no.
Like, as a woman, it's a little bit, you know, like, scarier, really experimenting with these apps. Nothing bad happened to me, but I had friends who were like, you know, what is it called? Catfished?
Yeah, catfished.
Yeah, like, guys using, like, you know, older pictures. One of them had a scandal, like... When you Googled his name, he was arrested for
wow,
having
that's crazy.
Having an orgy or something at an Airbnb.
Oh.
Like he was banned from all all apartments in New York. Like he couldn't
wow.
Yeah, he couldn't rent. Something like that. It was crazy actually.
Have you ever told me this before?
I haven't.
No,
you know,
this is
crazy.
This
is about my best friend experience. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say the word, oh, you know, whatever. But, you know, something crazy like this happened. It never really happened to me, but that's why you got to be very careful, guys. And really decide to meet the guy after you talk and engage with him on the app. You know, you can share even social media and phone numbers before you decide to go on a date with someone. But I think it's not stalking. You really need to do your research. Like, for instance, when I met you, I kind of like, you know, found you on LinkedIn. Like, I knew you went to the school that you told me you went to. I knew that you didn't lie about your age. So you need to do a little bit of research and just know what you're getting into. But I think if you use it well, online dating can be a positive thing. Like, there's no stigma about it anymore.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially right now, it's like the safest thing to do because of COVID. Let's move on to our dating mistakes. And our dating advice, essentially. Should I start?
Yeah. Go for it.
I think the most important thing is knowing what you want. Like, I remember I was, maybe I didn't want to admit it to myself at the time, I thought I was looking for a relationship and I really wasn't, like when I first moved to the city. And that's totally okay. You know, there's something for everyone in the city. Like, you could be looking for like the craziest, the most specific thing and you'll still find it. So I think really be honest with yourself, like evaluate what you want and where you're in your life, and really don't be embarrassed to say it out loud. And I think clear the way from the get-go. Like, you know, I think Hinge maybe had this where you would have filters, like it'd be like they're open to casual dating, which is probably hookups, and then like relationship or something like that.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. I don't know how honest people are about these tags that they use on the apps, but I think, you know, you can really gauge it when you have a first date and really be honest with yourself. You know, sometimes you're not in a great place in your life and it's not such a good idea to look for something super serious, because you really should be focusing on
definitely
other aspects of your life.
So yeah, to build on that, I mean, don't try to fill some kind of void in your life with dating, right?
Yeah,
I mean, we've all done it to some extent. Yes. But you know, like if you're not happy with your job, you know, if you're not in a good mental space, if you're not in good physical shape, like, don't, you know, like, you have more important things to worry about at that point.
Yeah.
Right? Don't date. You know, you're going to end up being a burden to other people. You're going to end up not being able to be your best self.
And exactly. And just, you know, and also I feel like it can be a distraction from your real problems. Like,
it's a way to procrastinate. Exactly. On solving your real issues, for sure. Yeah.
I don't want to necessarily say don't date when you're not in a good place, because I think it could be really good good to connect with people. But yeah, you have a point. I think about yourself as a whole, you know, like don't go around looking for people to complete you. I think like is the message
here. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I have an anecdote for that.
Go for it. Yeah.
I think I told you already. So I met this guy on the league, and we were coming from like a very similar cultural background. He went to great schools. He seemed, you know, very friendly and nice on the app. And, you know, I didn't have the whole story, of course. You know, you can only find out so much about them on an app. But when I met him on a first date, I had a good time. However, you know, he had a bad breakup in the last semester of his MBA, and then he was very picky for the next job he was gonna get out of MBA business school. And he was, you know, he didn't have a job. He was looking for a job and he was very stressed out. And, you know, I think he didn't treat me so well. He didn't do anything wrong, but he was just grumpy and cranky. And honestly, you can't show your full cranky side to someone you just have like one date with, you know? And then he would start fights with me, just taking like things out of context. And it just ended up like consuming my energy. And I was like, I don't need this. Like, this guy clearly needs to work on himself. And I'm sure he wasn't a bad guy. It's just like he also didn't get to present himself the best way possible because he was distracted by something more pressing, right?
Yeah.
I think that's very important. Really, don't try to distract yourself, you know, from your main issues, and focus on yourself first before focusing on having someone else in your life.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Yeah. What's our next advice? Dating people with similar dating styles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, kind of in line with that. Like, be cognizant of what people's situations are.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you're sort of on the same page with people about, you know, these kinds of things. You know, don't take someone to an expensive restaurant, for example, if
they're a student.
If they're a student, right? Or, like, yeah, if they're looking for a job or something. And just don't put people in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah, just be thoughtful.
And, you know, if you want to go to a nice new fancy restaurant that you want to try out, you know, like, be okay with paying for it if you know, if you really feel strongly about it.
Yeah. I will say, like, I had guys who did that to me. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, my sister's friend is a chef at this restaurant, and it would be super pricey. I was a first-year analyst in the city, and they offered to pay for it, but I am really proud. I ended up splitting, and even if they paid for it, it would have made me so uncomfortable, especially if I didn't have a good date, you know?
Yeah.
It just sets the power dynamics wrong, I feel like. So really, I feel like even asking someone on an app or someone, you know, you meet in person, what's your ideal day? Like, what would you love to do? Even for, like, COVID daters, it could be like, once things reopen, what are you looking forward to the most? Really gauging, like, what their interests are. You know, are they like a Netflix and chill kind of person? Like, do they want to have takeout and you know, be cozy, or do they prefer dressing up and, you know, trying nice restaurants? Yeah.
It's definitely important to be on the same page here.
Yeah. And also, I think one thing to say, don't put all the pressure on the guy. I think a lot of my female friends make this mistake. You know, they're just kind of like, oh, they want the guy to find the restaurant, suggest this and that. And maybe if the guy comes up at the restaurant, you can come up with, like, the nice place to go get drinks after. If the guy pays for the dinner, make sure you pay for the drinks after, or dessert, something. Just don't, you know, make it feel fair, and don't give the guy the impression that you're using him to get a free dinner or something, because we're not here to play games, right? Like,
yeah
we're trying to find someone who's our best friend, and, like, trying to find a real partner.
And I think, in line with not playing games, there is the big question of, you know, splitting the check on the dates.
So, what do you think about that?
The way I see it is, if I ask somebody out on a date, I'm always happy to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But the person has to at least offer.
Very generous.
The person has to at least offer, because I'm not asking you out on a date to pay for your free dinner. You know, I'm asking you out on a date because I want to spend time with you, and I want to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And because I invited you on the date, I'm happy to pay for it. But, you know, so the social norm is that you still have to offer, you know?
Yes.
At least make a convincing enough effort.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I know this from my friends, actually. You know, some girls look like they're making an effort to look like they're splitting, they're reaching for the check, but they're faking it. I have lots of friends who are honest about it.
Some people are better. Some people are better than others at this. I've definitely had gone on dates before when the girl, like, doesn't even move.
That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable, exactly. And that's, you know, for me, that's
deal breaker.
When that happens, there's no second date. There's no drinks after. There's nothing. It's over.
Yeah. Because they shouldn't be that entitled. My take on it, and as a woman, you know, I'm always pro splitting. I know a lot of guys are gonna like my answer on this because I'm so proud. But then another thing, like a selfish thing, is I don't want to set the power dynamics wrong. It's not like I cannot afford the dinner myself, you know? I don't want to feel like I owe the guy something because I got a free dinner. You know, I'm not there for that. And if I, you know, if I just wanted to get a random dinner on a Friday night, I would rather get it with my friends than a random guy, right?
Yeah.
So like the intent there is get to know someone and to see if they're like, you know, someone you could casually date or be in a relationship with. Like your dinner and drinks, that's secondary. So really.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. But I will add that there are, you know, certain agreements that certain couples have when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
So, you know,
you can have an arrangement.
If everyone's on the same page with the arrangement, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
Just don't make assumptions about it.
Exactly. Don't be presumptuous.
Don't be presumptuous. Exactly.
That's so rude.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we basically kind of covered our main advice. It was mostly about you know, knowing what you want in yourself first, and then, you know, think about yourself holistically and not expecting people to compliment parts of your life. Really focusing on yourself before you try to introduce someone else into your life. And we also focused on dating people with similar dating styles and approach to dating. But we don't want to come across as like, you know, we're implying that we should only date like similar people. I think
having differences is very important.
Very important.
It's very boring if you're dating yourself.
Exactly.
Right? Nobody wants that.
I would not be able to date myself well. I think we would have a lot of fights. but you know, what needs to be similar or the same?
So I basically, it's two things. You need to align on values,
mm-hmm.
and you need to align on future plans.
Exactly. Yeah.
You need to have like the important values you need to both be on the same page about, mm-hmm. and you need to be on the same page about, you know, future. Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids? What kind of like your level of ambition, like the kind of, mm-hmm. you know, life that you want to live?
Are you a city person? Are you a suburbs
exactly.
person? Even these things. And I think it's never too early to ask these questions, because a lot of people think, oh, I don't want to like freak him out by asking him like, oh, do you see yourself getting married? I asked this, you know, quite early, or kids, because like, you know, some things are deal breaker for someone, so you just want to like clear that from the get-go. So as long as you align with like your future plans and you know, your values, I think the rest isn't that important, even if you have big personality differences. We have a lot, for instance, right? I'm very energetic.
Not.
Yeah, to say the least. He's very calm. I'm more emotional. I would describe myself as emotional. I'm still a rational girl, but like, I have emotional outbursts. Like, I get mad at work, I start screaming, pulling my neck. I do things like that. And you're much more rational.
Yeah, I'm definitely more on the calm side of things. I don't tend... But I get angry too. I mean, I've...
Yeah, you're human.
I'm human. I've been very angry about work stuff before and vented to you. And you're shocked. You're taken aback sometimes.
Yeah.
When you see me, yeah.
But like, personality differences can be actually nice and spice things up and actually very helpful. Like when I need your advice, you're gonna give something like a completely different perspective.
And I feel like we balance each other out in this way too.
If
we were both very, you know, hot-headed, that wouldn't be very good either.
That wouldn't be good at all. I think I'm enough for the both of us. So let's move on to a more fun part. Let's talk about our first date.
Let's do it. So
we got matched.
We met on an app.
So did you probably start talking to me?
Yeah. I don't remember what we were really talking about there. But one thing that I remember stood out was I was trying to make like plans for, you know, our first date, and she's like, oh, I don't drink.
Yeah, I said that. I was, guys, here's what happened. So basically, I started a new job in April, and you started a new job in March, something like
no,
that?
No, you started in March, I started in April.
Oh, yeah, that's worse, sorry. So we both started new jobs, like...
Within weeks of each other,
and then we met in April. And guys, when I moved to my new job, I partied, okay? I drank like crazy. And back then I used to, right now I barely drink, but... anyway, and I was just like going through a detox. So I just told him, hey, I don't drink these. Like, I don't know if I said these days. I probably said I don't drink.
Yes, that's by what the you way. Said for sure.
And I was not trying to say I will never drink for the rest of my life. But I said something like that. And what was your impression of that?
I thought she was a recovering alcoholic or something.
Yeah.
But
I guess I didn't look like one.
Yeah, you didn't look like one. So anyway, we went on our first date.
Yes.
She's like running late.
Oh my
gosh. It's like raining outside.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I am usually very punctual.
Yes, yes.
So
definitely.
I was late because I started this new job. My boss was like sticking around and I didn't want to leave before him. It was raining. I was like running in, you know, Midtown in heels. and my hair got so poofy. Oh my gosh, guys, my hair gets disgusting in humidity. And I'm cranky already. So I just like come in. I see him like, hi. And I'm like, I just order like a beer.
A big beer.
And he's just like making a face at me.
I was shocked. I didn't know what happened.
I didn't ask for a big beer. They just brought a big beer. That's
yeah, I mean, my first thought was, did she just, like, fall off the wagon?
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I said that, didn't I? I just explained. Oh, I was like, I was just, like, detoxing for a week or something. Another thing I liked, actually, before we met, is that you had, like, a multiple-step plan. You were like, we can get, you know, dinner here,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
we can move to this... We can move on to this like jazz club. We can get drinks there. You probably had like another backup bar or like a drinks place in
yeah,
mind.
If that didn't work out or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I liked is like this guy made plans because guys, I'm a planner. I hate guys that I used to get matched with. They'd be like spontaneous, like, oh, let's play it by ear. I'm like, no, I can't.
I hate that.
I am very busy, right? Everybody
yeah,
here
yeah.
is very busy. I can't play it by ear because I'm probably making plans with my friends and, you know, I'm doing like workout classes after work. I am just not going to be spontaneous with you. So I just love that you had this, you know, a couple multiple step plan.
Yeah, yeah.
And if things didn't go well, like we would just end it at dinner or drinks
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's important to have, you know, points during the night when you can bail out nicely. And,
exactly.
And, you know, and be honest and be like, hey, it was nice meeting you, but I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah.
Guys, something nice.
Be
yeah.
mature. Like, I don't like it in the TV shows and stuff or movies. Date is not going well. Person's,
yeah.
like, making someone call them, you know, faking an emergency. You know, they're not feeling well. Just say it. Just say, here, you know, you seem like a really nice person. I just didn't think we had chemistry. And probably they agree with you. It's very rare that people aren't on the same page. Like, you know, how often does that
yeah,
happen?
Yeah,
really?
I agree. Yeah.
You know, like, very rarely I think the date is horrible and the guy is like, oh, the date was amazing. Like, you're usually on the same page. So just be honest and say that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so basically we had dinner and then we moved on to this jazz bar.
And then she orders a bottle of wine instead of a glass of wine.
I swear I misspoke. So I was like, I was just going to order a glass of Malbec. That's it. Because I wanted to go to bed at like 9, right? That's my plan because I wake up so early. And I misspoke. My English is worse than yours. Okay, you can probably hear my accent so much thicker. So I just happened to say, maybe this is my subconscious. I was like, can we get a bottle of Malbec? And then the guy just walked away. I was like, oh, wow, the waiter was so rude. Like, he didn't take your order. Yeah. And then you were like...
You just ordered a bottle.
I ordered a bottle by mistake, so I guess we just had to drink that whole bottle. But that was really good. We talked about our future plans.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we see ourselves in 5 years. In a way, it's like an interview.
Really. It really is. It really is.
Really, it is. And it's like showing them what you can offer with your personality and like what kind of a person, you know, how supportive you would be. And then... you know, what they can offer to you and if there's a fit.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah. Well, I think that's all, right?
Yeah, that's all, I think.
That was our first date story. And shortly after, we didn't play games. We weren't like, oh, who's going to text first? We just talked on the phone. Yeah, you know, really, yeah. Don't try to stick to any random rules that you... learn from TV shows, guys. Just
try, don't be creepy or weird, obviously, but like,
yeah, I mean, I'm not saying like,
yes, yeah,
go stalk them, but just like, if you want to spend time with them,
yeah, be open, be honest, be expressive, and yeah, don't beat around the bush,
exactly. Yeah, anyway, so that's our like small story,
yeah, for how we met,
yeah, and like a little bit of advice on our part about how to navigate the dating scene in New York. And yeah, we wanna actually thank Sleds and Spreads and Instagram finance meme account that we follow. Guys, I love these finance meme accounts. Anyway, we actually messaged the ones that we like, sending the link to our episode, and Sleds and Spreads was very kind to give us a lot of good feedback.
Yeah, good constructive feedback too. So
we love Sleds and Spreads. Thank you so much for that. And please do the same thing. Try to find us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or email us.
So Instagram is successinthecity.ny, and you can email us with any, you know, thoughts or questions or suggestions.
Feedback, yes.
It's at successinthecity.ny@gmail.com.
Yes, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And please follow us on Spotify. I know some people are listening to us, but no one's following us. So we need more love there too.
Guys, we're looking at our analytics and it just says 2 downloads. And I know for a fact like multiple people listened, but I don't...
Yeah, I don't know what the downloads are, but...
Yeah,
at
we
least
don't get to
click
data.
The follow button on Spotify.
Yes, please. So we know how many people. So we also want to get like data on like our followers, age range,
yeah,
interest, so gender. We want to make it a little bit more targeted. So anyway, this is our second episode, and then next we're gonna talk about personal finance.
Yes, personal finance is next week's.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.